is why we listen, we have no choice but to learn. Do you understand my point? We have to learn. We have to learn. We have to refuse, learn how to refuse to accept things. What I mean is, okay, I gave my wife something yesterday. Something happened in the morning. I wanted to send materials to Benin for them to broadcast on radio. I was supposed to upload it. And the internet has been being very, very funny. In fact, the one before, they couldn't because all over town, I couldn't get the thing to upload. So I just called the lady and said, "Sam, sorry I couldn't upload this. Just get one of the old ones and use." She said, "All right." So it was going to happen again. So as I started in the morning again, as I said, the thing upload, the thing just refused, stopped moving. Hiya. I made the first statement, which was a wrong statement. I said, "Okpari." It's a Yoruba word for, you know, you're exasperated, you're tired. So I pronounced that it's finished, that this is not working. As soon as I said that, I think the Holy Spirit said, what's your problem? Come on, you stop that. I said, "No, Okpari, nothing." Ah, no, really. But I was, when it happened, I called my wife and I was saying, I was laughing. I said, "Listen, you will not frustrate me again today. This word you are going to Benin, they will broadcast you today. You are going to upload. You will upload. Yeah? Begin upload now." You didn't hear me? So you are uploading. And I wasn't playing. I wasn't angry. I was talking to somebody. Yes. Do you get my point? Yeah. After a while, the thing not agree to upload. So what are you going to say? And I said, "I'm not going to say anything. I've said the last thing I'm going to say about it." I just kept quiet. Something just dropped in my mind. I picked up the phone. Well, it might be technical for some people. Something just came to my mind. I went to the network, checked something in the network, and altered the access point. I just altered the access point and then put the thing back. I was linking through my mobile. I put the thing back. I said, "I'm not going to say anything." I just put the thing back. Look at the next thing I just was zoom, zoom, boom. The whole thing went in less than 1 minute. I said, "Yes!" The answer. Now, why did I tell you about that? I was corrected there and then. Stop accepting things. Just, it's final, you know. They just accept it. That's how it is. If it is not right, if it's not in keeping with the word of God, don't accept it. What am I going to do about it? Just don't accept it. I don't know what you're going to do. Just don't accept it. Just respond with, "This is what the word of God said." We learn some of these things before. We forget it a lot of times. Occasionally, we have to be reminded. I like this story all the time. Terry Mize and Jackie Mize. I've told that story. If you listen to me long enough, you've heard it 20 times. Terry Mize said to Jackie, or Jackie said to Terry, "I can't marry you because if I marry you, we will not have children." And Terry Mize said, "Why?" He said, because the doctor said, maybe she had a problem before, they had checked this and that, said you can't have children. And the guy just answered simply, "The doctors don't know what they are saying. He's not a doctor. He just knows a bigger doctor. He has read the report of the bigger doctor. And that bigger doctor has said many things. And the bigger doctor, which is the biggest doctor, the Jehovah that he led thee, said it simply. Many things he said. One of them, I make barren women dwell in the house as joyful mothers of children." I said, "What do the doctors know?" "They don't know anything." The senior consultant, you know the way it is in medicine. If you come to the place, the house officer says, "This is incurable." I say, "Okay, but wait, let my chief come. I don't know what I get the point." And then chief comes. Who's the chief? It's a registrar or a senior registrar. And they look and say, no, this is not this, this is this, and we should be able to treat over the next, take this drug for like 3 months, you'll be okay. But let my chief come. You see what I'm saying? Then they wait, then the big chief comes, slightly older a bit than the other people, more experienced. He says he's a consultant, and he looks. It's what he says that is the final verdict. He says, no, we're not going to use that treatment. No, that's the old treatment. We should try this. We'll use this. Well, no, it should be all right. Let's give it 6 weeks. Everything will be okay. Thank you, sir. Now, you can imagine that when the biggest of all big chiefs, the only chief, are you getting my point? The creator chief now shows up and says, "What the other small boys said, they are wrong." I say, you know, there's one thing about my own medicine. When I can't find it there, I create a new one. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am the beginning and the end of all of these things. And so he wrote a report and gave that report to Terry Mize. Jackie came with the report of the small boys. The small chief said, "I can't have children." Terry said, "Come, let me show you the bigger chief's report. You will dwell in the house as a joyful mother of children. So much was the power of God manifested. She wrote a book titled Supernatural Childbirth. She carried her on to an extent, saying, no, I will not even experience pain in childbirth. I hope you are getting what I'm going to say. That's what prayer is. We learn, you know, we have to learn. It's not just shouting, not just shouting. So that day when I was answering the woman, I didn't know how to tell her. I said, mother, I'm sorry. I didn't see the prayer point. All the shouting people were shouting. I couldn't see the prayer point. I told you the other day, I was in my room. My wife said, see, bat. And you know, for both of us, it was a biologic thing. It wasn't about spirit. It was biology. An animal, a rodent with wings, you know what I'm saying? What is the genus or the family of bats again? I don't know. Anyway, the thing just flew past. And it was an interesting sight. Where is it? How did they come in? We're wondering, where is it coming from? Okay, mothers are coming from under the AC vent. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, Bishop and his wife, they are downstairs. Let's go and see them. We'll handle the bat later. Please, it has flown into the wardrobe. Just shut the wardrobe door on it so that I will know it's there so I can throw it out. I was saying, there have been witches that changed to bats. So not in my house. Maybe that one changed in your village. I don't know. In my house, any bat that enters the place and is not dead on arrival is a bat. Any bat that enters my house and is not dead is a bat. If it died on the windowsill and I had to throw away the corpse, I may be suspicious that it is possibly a witch. Because maybe the Holy Spirit killed it there. But they entered my house, and you know, some people won't wear clothes in that wardrobe for a while. What's my problem? I shut the door on it. Went downstairs. When our guests left, I told them, I have a witch upstairs that I need to go and remove. When I got there, I just opened the door. Good enough, the bat was trying to come out too. I just trapped with a basket, a closed basket. Covered it. Came out, told my cousin, let me throw this thing outside. If it is a normal church goer, where I know today, bros. And mind the premises. Call the pastor. Pastor on call. It was night. Say, please, the pastor on duty. What is his phone number? He said, What happened? There was a bat. I said, what happened? It's a witch. If the way it was looking at me like this. This is the annoying part. Now come to church. Testimony. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody rejoice with me. It's for the grace of God that I've been dead since yesterday. They came. Anointed to destroy bats to start flowing. And I told them once I read the church magazine, I felt so bad that day. I felt bad. You know, I was embarrassed. You know, some things you read, you'd be embarrassed. Like when Christians say that they dug into hellfire. Have you heard that one before? Some people sank microphone into hellfire. You know, when I hear it, I'm embarrassed. You believe that? Pastor Mark, you say there's no hell? There is hell, but you can't dig into it. I used to pit. How can you dig into it? You put a human microphone into spiritual, but that means it's human bodies that are there. Go and check which of your cousins they are saying. Come on, let's forget all of this nonsense. You know, Christians, when you say this, they're embarrassed. That's what I hear there. I cringe with embarrassment. I say, God, how can the souls of human beings shout that a microphone can pick? Think about it. And then went and researched it on the internet, found that there was a joke. It was a joke. Some people were just forming jokes. There was indeed a pit that was dug, but there was no. I want to say that nine miners were killed when Satan flew out of the place. Miners die all the day, every day, you know that. Carbon monoxide is trapped underground. Carbon dioxide, in heavy amount, it just suffocates with people. It happens every day. Not only carbon dioxide, methane gas. As our miners have, they have to test for all of these things. That's not to do with hellfire. You know, this one I heard, the one I saw in the magazine, the one they delivered from Staphylococcus. Do you know, I wanted to put my head. You know, I was embarrassed. And the man of God said, yes. This lady was afflicted by Staphylococcus. Those of us who went to the school in that area, we know save us. People can be delivered from different things. So I'm not God delivers people. I'm a Christian. I believe in demons, that they exist. They afflict people. Me and my friends have had to chase demons from people's lives a few times. Real things, they occur. When I say deliver from staphylococcus, you know, I'm embarrassed. Now print it. Every enlightened person will throw into the trash basket. Because it is one of those confusions in society that all these traditional doctors, they used to make money. And they'll send it to some labs, though, say, go and culture it, and the lab will actually culture staphylococcus. Why? Because it is present on normal people's skin. And I'm going to say, deliver from staphylococcus. You know, you're just, I just start praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, enlighten us. Please forgive us of our ignorance. We won't embarrass you like this. Please do serious miracles so we'll have something else to print. You know, that's a prayer point you should pray. God, please, let's see serious miracles. So all these staphylococcus miracles will not have a place. You know, say, staphylococcus you're delivered from. Forget that one. We have somebody who was about to die from kidney failure that was healed. Let's print that one. What else? One brother, he fell, all right? He cracked his head like a Schumacher, you know? And then when they will pray for him, his head rearranged as we're looking. Let's print that one. This is your staphylococcus. We'll wait for the next edition. After a while, we'll say, sister, let's not deceive you. You didn't have staphylococcus or anything. You were worried. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Why am I saying this? People oftentimes, you know, we pray with a lot, that is, we lead in our petitions with ignorance. And if only we will settle down and learn. Two things. One, just to be aware of what's going on in life. Number two, most importantly, the word of God. If only we will settle down and learn it, we will know that some things actually are not problems. In fact, let me put it like this. There are things that's, this is number one. Forget the other two. There are things that are actually not problems. They are just a phase in life. Do you get my point? If your parents were not rich, you just left school, just finished NYSC, and you're broke, and you say it's Satan, what's wrong with you? It's not Satan, it's that you are young. No, think about it. Maybe a little boy comes. How old is he? He's 4 years old. Daddy, pray. There's a problem in this family. Why? What's the problem? I'm not up to 5 feet tall. You're 4 years old. Lay hands on me. Are you going to lay hands? What do you say? Just wait. We'll pray this prayer in about 10 years' time. When we reach that point, we will pray the prayer. At your age, you can't be up to 4 or 5 feet. How are you going to manage it? In the same manner, say a young boy, he is broke. Asking, is your father rich? No. Your grandfather? No. Your mother? No. So what gives you the impression at this age you have plenty of money? I have to run a child of God. Nobody's denying that fact. Just say at this age, children of God are not rich unless their earthly father is rich. I'm telling you, pray for me. I ain't praying for you. Any other prayer points? I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. I want to understand the word of God. You're my guy. You're my guy. Yeah, bring the head. I will lay hands on it. Lay my head on your head. Get a bottle of oil. Pour. Because you have a solid prayer point there. Say, Pastor, you have to pray. I think there's a curse working in my life. Why? The last three women I asked to marry me, none of them agreed. I told God is keeping you busy until the real one comes. He said, no problem. Ask the next four. Before you finish going through seven, somebody go agree. It's simple now. Listen, that's just how it is. Doesn't mean there's any problem with you. That is how life is. If you ask three women to marry you and none of them agreed, it means that none of them wants to marry you. That's all. Why are you interpreting it more than that? They don't like you. What's the problem? Must everybody like you? And maybe you ask too fast. You know, you're supposed to gauge whether they like you first. No, guys, you have to gauge you. Let me, you know, and then they are waiting for tips now. You just go and knock on somebody's door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel led in my spirit, impressed to come and ask you to marry me. So my spirit has not woken up. When he wakes up, I'll talk. There's no big deal. Just go there. Ah. It's Angie, you know. That's our Angie. He said, Angie, how now? I'm going for Bible study by 4:30. Should I pass by and pick you up? Or walk down together? He said, no, I will be cooking. Okay. And you get here? She's here by 5. Just forget it. Just forget it. There's no problem. All right, okay, you don't want to forget it. Try again. At least, why is she saying that? No proposal. Before you proposal things like that, you will have seen how she's eating your ice cream. You understand what I'm saying? When she sees your face, you see joy, you know, bubble up. You know, she's depressed, you show up. Oh, how? What's it? No, nothing. Then you know that your things don't they good, amen? You see, something go sell. You know what I'm saying? Just go there. Somebody with the hand. I mean, you call her 5 times. Your phone rang. You say, okay, maybe she was in the bathroom. She didn't return the call, and you are proposing. You are very stupid. Listen, you call her 5 times. She not return the call. Leave her. Maybe she's on WhatsApp. You send her a message. She not answer. But you check last thing was just 2 minutes ago. Well, your own message now since yesterday in the morning. You never reply. Oh boy, they know they propose that kind of thing. Next time you see her, I just say, hi. Just walk up and I say, no, you don't care. if you even watch a film like that, you remember Thomas Crown? When the guy was really enjoying the lady, he had to pose with his friend's daughter. You know, just make sure he was whispering to the girl. He knew they were taking pictures of him. They showed her. He wanted her to just get angry. So when the woman really, really vexed, when she saw those pictures, he said, yeah, good. This thing's working. Because if she had just been nonchalant about it, she's not jealous over you, what you are proposing, what is wrong with you? Just go and read the Bible and forget that. No, it's true. You should know you are received first. Before you start asking my proposal, you should know when somebody is happy to see you. Happy to see you. When you show like this, she's happy. Amen?
Amen?
The way you are scratching your forehead, I got you. The guy didn't do like this. I got him. Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Okay, so why did I say that? So there's nothing wrong. You are not sick, not spiritually. There's nobody is cursing you. They are rejecting your proposals that you know you don't know how to do it. Huh? That's all. It's not. You don't have a problem. He said, but are you saying there are some people that they don't have one jazz, so they don't jazz them? I'm telling you, you are not jazzable. That's all I'm saying. Are you some people? You're not some people. You are not just able. You are a child of God. You have been freed. You have been liberated. The blood of Jesus has washed away your sins. You are a child of God. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. That's what I'm making. But with all of these truths, everything won't always go the way you want it to go. That's what I'm saying. Some days your car won't start. That's how life is. This earth is not perfect. You can buy bad fuel. These are not signs of curses. These are signs that you live in Nigeria. You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know, sometimes people misunderstand you. They just tell you a story. I know one man. You can know one man. You don't know one banker. Never. You never hear a story of a banker that was bound by one stupid spirit. Never. You can know one man. One woman somewhere. All these unbelievers that Satan is chewing for breakfast. No, Satan, very wicked. All this is followers. Lunchtime, just say this one, break his neck, give me his brain. That's Satan. He can't do that to you, can't do it to me. Listen, let me ask you, was it a curse that sent Joseph into the house of Potiphar? Was it a curse that sent him out of the house of Potiphar into prison? It wasn't. If anything, it was a blessing. The Bible says clearly, the Lord sent, are you getting my point? The Lord sent a man ahead of them whose feet they hurt with fetters. The man that God sent ahead all his going into Egypt was God sending him. So sometimes Christians want to be praying about curses in their lives when they are blessed people. What you do is you enforce. Now, I told you earlier, there are things you just refuse to accept some things. Just refuse. You totally refuse. I give you a testimony. Though it sounds funny as a testimony, but you see truth in it. A friend, one of our sisters, once the son died. I mean, took ill, had a fever, and died. Literally died. A few days later, you know, neighbors, all these satanic agents that want to kill the rest of the children, they came. Please, oh, madam. Wow. God won't let us this kind of thing again. But you see, we have found out that your neighbor, that one, is a witch. This really happened. Somebody came and told her that your neighbor is a witch, and we think she's the one that killed your child. My friend was grieving. She started laughing. She laughed and laughed and laughed and tapped the person and said, "Madam, don't worry about it. No witch can kill my child." Do you understand? That was the beginning and the end of the discussion. Yes, it's okay. Come on, start going home. Thank you very much. Don't add more confusion to the one I have currently. Start pointing fingers. Came and said, "Neighbor, your neighbor is a witch." My friend said she laughed. In the midst of her grief, laughed and said to her straight, "Listen, madam, no witch can kill my child." Because she understands that as a matter of fact, that no witch could have done it. Please, we need to get this mentality as Christians and stop wasting time in what we call prayer. People stay up all night. Say, "Tonight you are going to raise an altar and say that all the witches, all the Ogbanje spirit." No, they don't use Ogbanje anymore now. It's spirit husband. Ogbanjes have retired. The spirit husbands, all of them that say you will raise an altar against them as they are speaking. And then you start talking to people, you see the prayer go they hot. Oh, go they hot. You go they hot. And God will look at the angel and say, "What are we going to do about them? We can't answer them because they are not saying anything. Empty babblings." When you hear the angels in heaven, they say, "What are they saying?" The angels will be dancing what they are saying. They're not saying anything. They ask the Lord, "What shall we do?" Just send them a preacher. Let them hear the truth. When the preacher comes, they don't want to hear. We will pray this how we have always been praying. They are not getting any results for the prayer. They make themselves feel happy. Said, "You have healed the heart of the daughters of my people slightly." Saying, "Peace, peace." Why is slight? Is that for those people you are shouting peace, peace, they are happy. Say, when indeed there is no peace. That's why I'm going through all this. That's all this plenty talk. Because I believe if 2%, 2% is heavy. If 1% of the prayers that we Christians in this country are praying are effective, I wonder what God will have done. There are those who gather around fighting their enemies. I will say to you plainly, it is a waste of time. There are times I try to be nice and not be critical of other people. But how long will we be, keeping quiet when people are being led into error every day? Firing Holy Ghost fire against enemies when Holy Ghost fire is supposed to fall on you, so you can be more effective in ministry. Don't you want Holy Ghost fire? If you want it, say amen.
Amen.
If I let me pray for you, Holy Ghost fire on you, say amen.
Amen.
On me too, not be only you, me with the hair. I need it. Wasting time firing Holy Ghost fire. Wasting Holy Ghost fire. Ah, God, please, thank God the thing, in fact, God was not issuing it. I was going to say, thank God, say he never finish it. God said, it can't finish, I wasn't using it. When they shout it, I don't answer. It's the wrong direction. Say, "On my enemies, the blood of Jesus." The blood of Jesus is not for your enemies, my brother, my sister. The blood of Jesus is for who? It's for you. It cleanses your conscience of all dead works. It cleanses all the sins away from your record. When they look in heaven, all they see is red. Do you get my point? Yeah, they don't see all your bad works. They don't see any evil you have done. It's been washed clean. Then when they look again, it's white. The blood has washed everything clean. On all your past life, the blood of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
And that's what it is. It's not for your enemies. Though. The waste of the use of the blood. The blood is for those who it is redeeming. When the angel of death was roaming around, he found the blood on the houses of those that were redeemed. He didn't find it on the enemies. All my enemies stay outside. As for me, the blood of Jesus. That's better prayer. Upon my head, my children, my wife, everybody I minister to, Holy Ghost, fire. You will be hot for righteousness. You will not be able to keep quiet, but you will be uttering the word of God. You will be able to stand strong against sin. When you stand, people will shake who are opposing the word of God. Why? Because upon your head, Holy Ghost, fire. That's a better prayer point. That's a better prayer point. Well, let us go home. Let's say we should open somewhere. I wanted to explain to you again so that we can get into our hearts the meaning of praying in the name of Jesus. And so that we'll become confident when we are going to prayer. Don't ever forget. When you show up in prayer, nobody's checking what you did or what you did not do. One day, brother even said something. So one day, something got missing. And he went to go and tell God how he has paid his tithe. And therefore, the devourer has no business. I was in school and I was looking at him. Are you serious? Are you joking? He said, as he was praying, I remember the last month's tithe he never completed. He now said, then I had to begin to plead the mercy of God. And he was laughing. And I said, this is utter foolishness. Why didn't you just come pleading the mercy so that you don't have to remember whether your tithe is complete or not complete? If the mercy is available, why use any other thing? Do you understand my point?
Yes.
I mean, there are two bank accounts. One is your own. You work hard for it. You pay money into it. You understand? The second bank account is not your own. It was, let's use an earthly man. Bill Gates said to you, anytime you need money, just draw on that one. You understand? And then now you want to pay rent. You understand? Or you want to pay something. Now, you know, he knows his own account, like minimum balance, you know, 25 billion naira, you know, that kind of thing. And what do you need? 10,000, 15,000? And I go to your account and say, excuse me, please. How much my balance? They don't pay. That digging we did for fiber optic cable last week, have they paid the money? They check.
Ah!
No, they paid 8,250. How much is your check? 10,000. I say, okay. Check the other account. Just use the other account. No, the banker is going to look at you like, are you all right? You mean you have access to both accounts? Say yes. So why are we checking the balance of the fiber optic cable digging you dug? Why don't you just present the check based on this one that, you know, we can't finish even if all of us in this bank start eating it with you? And that's how we pray, very stupid prayers. I say, you were planning to come and say, hey, Lord, I paid my tithe, it's complete. The enough is not complete. And I say, let me plead mercy. Why don't you just plead mercy constantly? Because mercy is not to check whether the tithe complete. But that time, you said, like one man said, you have to pay the whole tithe. If they dash you money on the road, if they dash you a recharge card, you have to go and give your pastor the phone, use your portion and give me the rest. He said, that is the whole. One thing Kingsley said to me, he said, sir, when I met you, you liberated me. He said, before that, I was in bondage, a walking accountant. You dash Kingsley's shirt, you go monetize the share, calculate it, amortize the depreciation. And then finishes, you give the value of the shirt when you gave it to him. You now call it and start looking for money to go and repay God a fraction of the cost of the shirt. Of course, he met Pastor Bank. And that brought deliverance to his soul. So if the man doesn't love me, he loves me for retaining him as a lawyer and no longer an accountant. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. The brother said that, and I looked at him and I said, oh, foolish Galatia, who has bewitched you? And you come every time, you plead the blood of Jesus. And we plead the mercy of God. And the mercy of God has a name, we said it. And what is that name? Jesus. That's what I want to talk about. They emphasize it again to us. when we pray, we don't, that is, you don't even think, have I done this? I have not done that. I have not done this. Let me, you know, some people want to, till now, you want to approach prayer. Let's pray. Let's first check, is there anything I have done wrong since morning? No, nothing. Did I think any bad thoughts? No, I'm not sure. But just in case, Lord, I confess the bad thoughts that I may have thought while I was not thinking. I didn't do anything bad, though. I know one young man. As far as I'm concerned, his mother ran him mental. Physically, not a joke. Every little confusion in his life, he goes to talk to his mother. The mother said, how many souls have you won for God today? So the boy was a walking sinner for not winning souls persistently. The one he won yesterday, no go walk today. I was talking to one sister that used to go to one of those churches. Why did you leave? He said, sir, what was the word she used again? Yes, thank you. She said, those people tormented me. Say, when you want to pray at night, listen to this, that she's afraid to sleep. She has to think of everything that happened during the day so she can confess anything that may by peradventure be a sin, just in case she dies that night. Then she wakes up in the morning. All the sins during, no, I'm adding this latter part now. All the sins she committed in her sleep. Maybe she was snoring too loud and disobeying the neighbor, disturbing the neighbors. She will confess again. Midway through the day, you go confess just in case. You know, it's a joke. I heard a joke once that some people flog their children when they sin. Then when the children are going out in the morning, they say, come here, give me some flogging. Say, daddy, what was that for? Just in case you do something when you go out. Just in case. So I let me flog you in advance. We approach prayer like that. I want to pray. Lord, what could I have done? You know, we are thinking. Please, let me recommend to you again. Go and listen to the series, True Righteousness Revealed. Please, patiently take it and listen to it. Go to our Faith Basic series and listen to those messages again. You need to be able to walk boldly. Ken Hagin said something, I'll listen to him again today. He said in 30-something years, he had never once, when I was preaching the message, it was maybe in his 50s. He said, I didn't cross his mind once that Jesus will come and he won't go with him. I can say this to you. Since 1987, it hasn't crossed my mind too. That's why when he someone said he dreamt a dream, he went to hellfire. You've noticed, it doesn't even move my shoulder. They got there, they saw handsome black men there. That's your problem. This handsome black guy is going to heaven. It is around 87, which was when I began to learn the word of faith. It hasn't crossed my mind once that Jesus will now look at you and say, are you worthy? The discussion between me and him is different. It's, Lord, all the things you say I should do, whether I finish doing them, or which one remain. But this heaven, now my property, forget that one. Why is it your property? Why did you come to die in the first place? Why are we even talking if you don't know me before? Why are we even talking? Look, you are my guy. Forget that one. Forget that side. People still approach prayer with, say, what could we have done wrong? What did we not do wrong? The way you approach prayer is called the name of Jesus, which means the only reason why you can come is because you have believed in the Son. Period. Let me end with this. And then say, hey, so that means you can sin and nothing will happen. If you want to sin, you are the sinner. It's people like you that go to hellfire. Yes. True Christians don't want to sin. They don't want it. That's why Paul said, if anyone is overtaken in an offense, are you getting my point? That's the word he used. It has to be an overtaken. He slipped. He wasn't careful. Let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. He wasn't taking heed. He fell. Not the one that says, hey, it means that, you know, that's what I tell you about giving. Say, when I finish preaching that, you don't prosper because you give. Someone say, oh, it means we don't have to give. You see, Jaguda, he didn't want to give. All the one you were giving before, that is proof that it never worked. No, that's the proof. That's the proof that it never worked. When you hear me say that you don't have to give to prosper, I say, good, it means I don't have to give. That means you're not a giver. You are a stingo. That's what you are. You need to repent and be baptized, if you know what I'm saying. You need to really, really give your life properly. Give your pocket to God. I divided part of you, you give to God, the rest you give to Satan. That's why you're not settled. You thought you're giving, God has not been accepting it. Because if you say to a true Christian that you don't have to, that is, your prosperity is not because you gave, it doesn't bother him. But he knows that other person's prosperity was because I gave. No, be so. That is like I helped somebody. The people are happy. That boy couldn't eat that day, I fed him. That family was going to go to sleep hungry. I fed them. Whether I prosper because of it or not, what difference does it make? They were blessed. Those are the people that they are giving actually brings forth results for them. There's no good work you do that God doesn't reward. But like I said, you don't do them because of the reward. That's what I wanted to teach today, but when we get back, we'll get into it further next time. I hope you are blessed today. I hope you are blessed. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for your word. Say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of darkness, death, and passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse and into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and we live above Satan. Jesus. This is our season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. Amen.